Welcome to Blocks and Talks, the podcast that brings you everything you need to know about LEGO, from covering past, present, and future LEGO sets to interviews with notable community members. Our show covers it all. So LEGO has recently introduced another set to its icons list. It is the Medieval Town Square. It is for ages 18 plus, 3,304 pieces, set number 10332, retails for $230. It is currently out, comes with 8 minifigures and a bunch of farm animals. So this set has been highly anticipated by Castle fans for a while now because it has actually been on the rumor list as like, you know, a remake or a reference to the original. I think it was like Market Village Ambush or something from like 2014-ish, I want to say, something like that. So yeah, really cool reboot. Not every day the medieval fans get a nice little civilian and hammer thing compared to like, you know, the traditional castles they always get. And it's jam-packed with a lot of things. So let's just jump into like the minifigures. You get 8 minifigures total. First, you get like a farmer kid, just a kid wearing a green cap, typical peasant wear. You get an artist, a woodworker, another tapestry guy, you got an innkeeper. The really cool one is the tax collector, actually. So he's wearing this like really cool purple like uniform. I remember seeing like a lot of comments speculating on, you know, the custom build you can make. You can make him like a nobleman and all those things. Lots to do there. And then we got a really cool one here. We got actually a modern remake of the Wolfpack crew. So got a dude in like a brown cape, brown hood, wearing the Wolfpack insignia, which is just a LEGO wolf on a shield over a reddish, dark reddish torso. Then you got one Lion Knight guard to keep watch over the village. And overall, the village does include a lot of different things. Like, it includes a little LEGO squirrel, LEGO frog, little cat, and even the return of the iconic goat. So I guess just a bit of background for anyone wondering why LEGO's emphasizing the goat so much in the set. It is because in the previous castle themes, I believe it was actually one of the village sets that they had for the medieval themes. It came with, I think, one or two LEGO goats, and that was the only time they had them up until now. So those things were like really, really desired by farm collectors or just general collectors of things. I think they went over $100 each for this little goat mold, just to put into perspective how absurd it is. But here we are, new set with a new goat mold. Or new goat piece. He has horns. And he's actually in a dark gray color scheme this time. So I guess if you're an investor, you still have a little bit of value because the original goats were in white. But yeah, you will see a goat reference later, but that's just to put into perspective why LEGO is marketing so heavy into the goat. So the overall set is actually cut into different parts. We got one section, which is like 3 separate buildings, all connected by a hinge piece. So you can either have them sitting all like side by side, left to right, or you can adjust the hinges to open up the interior and put the buildings turning into each other at an angle. You also have a little market stall with cheese and different pastries. Got a little wheelbarrow with farmer equipment. Got a brick built tree. And over to the right, you got, you know, the inn. Always got to have an inn around a village and some kind of guards tower to overlook. So I guess it is important to note that while it isn't directly stated, this is actually kind of like an accompaniment to the Lion Knight's castle. The overall architecture of it is pretty similar, especially noted in the guard tower. I think it is, if you put them side by side, it is basically the same kind of brickwork. But let's just start over to the left of the 3 buildings. So all the way to the left, we got this little triangular looking building. It runs a mostly white and black stripes color scheme. Also has like a brown thatched roof. It looks really cool. It uses some of those like hay pieces. Also seen in Lion Knight's castle with that little thatched roof and house sticking out. It's very similar in scheme. Has a dark green door actually, which is cool. Runs like red window panes or windows. Sorry. And over to the side, you just got a little farm. It looks like you got some like carrots and radishes growing. Got a little beehive with a cute little 1x1 round piece printed bee on top. Got a pumpkin, it appears. And inside the house, actually, is the tapestry. which is really cool because there's some really cool things. You got just a bunch of little colored pieces to represent spools of, I guess, string or twine. And on top of that, you get this huge tapestry piece. It is unfortunately a sticker, as is almost every custom piece in the set. It is a sticker, not a print. And it is a really nice mural or tapestry. Not really sure what it is, but it has a lot of cool references. So all in the back, it actually shows the Lion Knight's castle, or the Yellow Castle, set number 375, the original. And all the way up in the front, you got, I think it was like Royal Tournament or something. Another reference to a really old set. Like, you know it's OG when you, even like the horses here are brick built, like the original ones before the molds came. So that's always really cool to see. And I guess something I want to note is that the colors are very diverse throughout this set. So it's not an eyesore. Like, you know, the castle itself, the Lion Knight castle, is predominantly gray, as it should be as a castle. But the village underneath is pretty colorful with different colors to just add like a little more variety to the mix. And to the right of it is actually like connected with each other in terms of function. We got basically a farmhouse and looks like a cheesemaker's place. That is basically what it is. So the middle one is like this cool whole little gray building, got some like green windows. And the roof here is actually a little primitive. Like, they do run on an angle and kind of like sit on top of the building, so you can easily take it off for viewing. But the top of it's very simple, just a bunch of plates. You got a couple 1x2 grill pieces and a couple of those like thatch pieces here and there, but mostly it is a very raw looking roof. Just flat studs. It almost looks like a incomplete mock, I want to say. Although, yeah, it is a bit questionable at best. So inside this building, there's actually a ton of cool different things, such as on the ground floor, we got the woodworker's shop. So you got a ton of different tools everywhere. You got little wood pieces here, tan. I think it looks like a grinder or something to shape the wood. And there's actually a blueprint for a chair being built, which, funny enough, is the exact model of the chair used in Lion Knight's castle. Wonder if that's, you know, a little cool reference there. And over in the back, there's actually this like little roof, it looks like, with more things outside. So it looks like this is a pretty open air building where you can just go outside or go in. And on the second floor of it is actually this like little farm mill thing. So on the top, there's like a hatch door to open up and head to the attic. And then this little Technic gear you can pull in and out, because there actually is on the front this tire that's jutting out of the building. Don't know why. But yeah, if you like pull the Technic little gear, you can lower or raise the tire. Really cool. And on the inside, you just got a bunch of different supplies like spare wood, spare tire, all that cool stuff. And then all the way to the right, you got the little farmhouse where all the magic's made. So inside, we got a little cat observing the kid as he's making a ton of cheese. So you got, you know, a bowl of milk. We got Josh over here laughing with me because it's just goofy little scene. But yeah, you got like tons of milk just sitting everywhere. You got cheeses. Ooh, we got one that looks a little green too. That cheese looks a little tough, but everything else looks to be in working order. It's just a kitchen. Really cool stuff. Got some kitchen knives, some spoons. And it actually does have like an open to the back. So over to the back, you got lots of fencing where the farm animals are placed. Primarily for our goat friend here, who it looks like is the source of all the milk for the cheese. And this poor goat's being overworked and underpaid, unfortunately. And accompanied with is obviously the stall with it, just a little brick built market stall. Got tons of different colored cheeses of different shapes and sizes, and even got a pretzel and a croissant in case you want to accompany your nice little thing. Then let's jump over to the... My mind initially said Whomping Willow. I don't know why, the Harry Potter thing. No, it's just a tree. So it's a brick-built tree. It's actually very simple looking. I think it does look a little off compared to everything else. Like, not much foliage or detail on the tree. It's just very basic brick-built one. Interesting choice to add, but it does have some cool references. So we got a little pond there with like a lily, obviously the frog and mushroom, and just some cool little posters, sadly in sticker form, attached onto it. So one of them is actually a picture of a goat on sale. It's cut from 40 coins to 10. I think this is honestly a pretty funny reference to, you know, like mentioned earlier, the goat price. It's now down to a more reasonable level. And also, I guess it's Lego's way of just saying, haha, invest, Lego investors, like, no. And then over to the right, you got a wanted poster of a mysterious looking figure, which is, I guess, hinted to be that Wolfpack Renegade member. Really cool thing there. And yeah, let's just jump over to the final part, which is the inn and the guardsman tower. So the inn is actually, or the inn and guardsman tower are the tallest points of this entire set, with the inn having three separate floors. And it looks really cool. Over on the front, you got like a knight's helmet with some axes on the side as like kind of like the logo, I want to say. But it's really cool. On the bottom floor, we got just like pure woodwork. You got tons of different angles here with some of the slopes and rounded pieces. I like that. And on top of it, it's a very structured part of the building. It uses like this lighter olive green with more thatch roofing over it. And all the windows actually can be opened up. One of them does actually have a pie sitting outside to cool off. Looks really cool. And inside the inn actually is a ton of different details as expected. So on the ground floor, you got all these different things going on, like this chess table. I think that's one of my favorite things, that runs these micro figure pieces to represent the chess parts. And then over to the right, you got this little keg with the little symbol of the king's crown, or queen, is it? I think the Lionate's castle, it is the queen. And then, yeah, you can just fill up your drink. On the second floor is the kitchen area. Tons of cool different things there. You got the pie, you got a white bag of flour, it looks like. You got a stove cooking something, you got some vegetables, a huge bread, even a whole turkey hanging on the wall. That is a huge thing. So this inn is well stocked. Only in the top floor, it looks like it's an example of one bed. So you got a little bed, and over to the left, you actually got a secret drawer, as it looks like the tax collector is actually staying in town for a bit to take the people's money. And actually, one of the drawers opens up to show some coins inside. Really cool looking thing. And then with the last part of the building, it is the guards inn, the guards tower, and like his little rest area. And on the bottom floor is where the artist works. So I think the artist's area is actually one of the coolest parts. And just in general, the entire outside of this building, because it looks like it's kind of built on a rugged rock or mountain. So the entire outside is like all these like gray sloped pieces or just rugged terrain. Looks really cool. And then on top of that sits like the red and black striped guards resting area on top of like the actual watchtower itself, which does follow the standard Lionite's castle architecture. Just jumping to the artist's area. It's a very cool looking area in the basement. Got tons of unpainted shields. Got little paint splatter everywhere on the floor. Got a pot that looks like it's melting something to make the colors. And it looks like the artist is actually in the process of painting a shield. It looks really cool. It's like a blue and red colored one with some little accents all around with the big line in the middle. Really cool. I believe it is a unique one. So any castle or shields collector, this is a huge win here. Also a ton of blank shields in case, you know, you're into the more generic looking one. Then over to the right of it, there's actually a little staircase up to the second floor, and that's where the guard sleeps. He got a pretty simple bed and desk, not much else going on for it. And then attached to it is actually the guard tower. Very simple. You got like the arrow slit over there in case he is an archer helping him out. And then right above is also an upper level outlook. And all the way at the top is like the armored top where he can just overlook the entire city or village in this case. And that pretty much wraps up like what the set comes with. I think overall it is a very solid set, but I think at 230, I would have liked to see a little more. I think one of the main things I've seen controversies for this set was that it was a little lacking diversity of figures. I think people felt like the set was a very large one, but was just missing a couple more minifigures who you know, like maybe someone staying at the inn, another innkeeper, maybe another villager, farmer or something, just to add a little more life. Because as it stands, the minifigures is an okay amount, but I feel like it could use a little more to fill up that village a bit. And even just having a couple more molded animals, if they wanted to cut on minifigures, would have been good. Like to add a farmer's wheelbarrow with equipment without a farmer or a cow to pull it or even a horse is kind of wild to me. I feel like it was a missed opportunity there. Maybe the goat took up all the budget. You never know. But I mean, overall, outside of that, I think this set is pretty solid. The minifigures are all unique, adds nice peasant torsos and just commoner torsos. So if you're a pick-a-brick custom guy, that will always be a really cool addition. Can't go wrong with another Lion Knight guard. And I think the coolest part for some of these people are going to be the tax collector with his unique purple torso. It's like this royal deep purple. And the Wolfpack Renegade member. So if you're into army building different factions, having the Wolfpack is really cool there. But I mean, honestly, at 230, I think the price is pretty fair. Going to give this set an 8 out of 10. I feel like it is just missing quite a bit on that end. And most of the parts actually are stickered, which is a little unfortunate. But outside of that, I honestly would not recommend this set as a standalone, believe it or not. Like, I think the 8 out of 10 comes from this being an accompaniment to either owning an existing castle set or the Lion Knight's castle itself. I think this is one of those sets where, as a standalone, I'd probably give this closer to a 6 or 7 out of 10, I think. It's just a bit too generic. Like, I think to survive on its own, it needed more figures or more things going on around it. But I think when you do buy it as like a side piece to the Lion Knight's castle, it does look really, really good and complements each other really well. But yeah, overall, solid set. I think if you were already an existing castle fan, like this is aimed for, go ahead and get it. If not, well, maybe consider this the start to your entryway into the castle world. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to leave us a nice little review and follow us on Spotify or whatever platform you listen on. And also check out our Instagram and YouTube, also titled Blocks and Talks. Till next time, take care.